בספר כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד
We are reading in the writings of Baal Sulam article The Love of God and the Love of Man. You can send your questions to Kabla TV at Sviva Tova and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. The Love of God and the Love of Man. Love your friend as yourself. Rabbi Akiva says this is a great rule in the Torah. Collective and individual. The above statement, although it is one of the most famous and cited sayings, is still unexplained to everyone with all its vastness. This is because the word klal, which means rule or collective, indicates a sum of details that relate to the above collective, where each and every detail carries a part within it in a way that the gathering of all the details together creates that collective. If we say a great klal in the Torah, it means that all the texts and the 612 mitzvot, commandments, are the sum total of the details that relate to the verse, love your friend as yourself. It is difficult to understand how such a statement can contain the sum total of all the mitzvot in the Torah. At most, it can be a klal for the part of the Torah and sentences that relate to the mitzvot between men and men. But how can you include the greater part of the Torah, which concerns work between men and the Creator, in the verse, love your friend as yourself?
Any questions?
No.
Okay, let's go.
That which you hate, do not do to your friend. If we can somehow reconcile the above words, there come the words of old Hillel to that foreigner who came to him and asked him to convert him. As it says in the Gemara, convert me so that he will teach me the whole Torah while I am standing on one leg.
And what's the difference between a goy, a nation, and a Jew? So this is what he's asking. How can I become a Jew and not remain a goy? So he's saying, what's the difference?
He told him, that which you hate, do not do to your friend. This is the whole Torah, and the rest is its commentary. Go study. We see that he told him that the whole Torah is the interpretation of the verse, love your friend as yourself. Now, according to the words of Hillel, the teacher of all the Tanaim, the sages during the early Common Era centuries, and by whom laws are interpreted, it is perfectly clear to us that the primary purpose of our Holy Torah is to bring us to that sublime degree where we can observe this verse, love your friend as yourself. For he says explicitly, the rest is its commentary, go study. That is, they interpret for us how to come to that rule. It is surprising that such a statement can be correct in most issues of the Torah, which concern sentences between man and the Creator, when every beginner evidently knows that this is the heart of the Torah and not the interpretation explaining the verse, love your friend as yourself.
Questions? So from here we understand how the real Torah is opposed to human nature and that we're in a real problem here. If we publicize these rules that the Torah demands of us, of love another as yourself, then sure, no one can say no, 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 but no one can say that, okay, this is for me. But everyone quietly rejects this thing. And there's not much we can do here. We have to know how to apply this law to ourselves, and also how to publicize it to others. So, no one has any questions, no one nowhere, and everyone understands that it's like a bone in your throat. So, let's go.
Actually, it does feel like a bone in the throat. So, it's not clear what Basra needs to write it. It's so clear.
It says, it reminds you that the world was eventually created in order to reach this condition of love another as yourself. Otherwise, you can't advance toward love the Creator, your God. You have to learn what love of God is from love of man. And you are developing in this engine that develops throughout evolution, that up until now was developing corporeally, but after it created this protein, supposed called you, then in this protein, this engine starts to develop now the need for love of man. And if you disagree with it, then there's the matter of the inner conditions set to you by the Creator, and also the consent that has to come on your part. So, in you, there is this meeting between the Creator's desire and your desire. And then, if you don't make your desire like the Creator's, then you have a problem. What can you do? Because he acts in a very systemic, decisive, goal-oriented way to bring you to a state of 100% love another as yourself, that this will determine your entire life. And if you don't learn this in a good way, you'll learn it in a bad way, but you will learn it. If it's in due time, then it's called Be'ito. If you accelerate time, meaning willingly, that you want to ease these things up, or you want to escape suffering, or even more important, that it's not because of the suffering, but because you want to get as quickly as possible to giving contentment to the Creator, that you want to reach love another as yourself as soon as possible, then that's called hastening, achishena, and those corrections that you make on your desire in order to be in love another as yourself, these actions are called mitzvot.
So why does it seem like it's getting more difficult?
Of course, harder, because the entire correction is from light to heavy. I see my grandchild went to the first grade. What did he study there? Then second grade, third grade. My son, who's already in the university, and my son who's in the university, and so on and so forth.
And as long as we're in the process, it's without a doubt filling the measure.
Not something else, but we all the time have to ascend in our corrections, in our connection, which is called love another as yourself, love your friend as yourself, and to that extent we attain love the Creator your God, because the Creator is revealed here as the result, as the sum total, as the comprehensive, conclusive, that if I connect with 10 friends, no less, 10 friends, and we connect in each of us annulling his own desire to really become one, then we reach a state where we become as one in our desire, and then the one receives the one, and in that desire we also feel the desire of the upper that has created us.
So, where is the difference between wanting to connect, to make efforts, to invest, and really reaching connection?
To want to connect, these are your efforts. To reach connection, it's by help from above.
And they complement one another?
If you make the right efforts, then you get help from above, because it corresponds to the law. This is how we put it, that as if the Creator wants. The Creator, He is the general system that is entirely arranged in such a way that if your desire is correct, then you yourself open the conduit of abundance and the light of understanding, feeling, and so on reaches you. But it all depends on your work, on how you ask, on how you demand. If you ask of the 10, that you have 10, and you come together as one, then you're connected with Him. And it depends on what desire do you connect. A bigger, even bigger, even bigger egoistic desire. To that measure, you determine the extent of your connection with the Creator. That's it. Simple.
What about the efforts of each one in the 10, allowing the feeling of the 10 as one? How do we come to this feeling of the 10 as one?
Rabash, his first 20 articles. What's the condition under which I'll feel the 10 as one? Chisaron. Deficiency. The chisaron is necessary in order to perform the action correctly. Chisaron. Chisaron you can ask for from above. You can ask through the friends. You can learn from them, like we learn about the chisaron in the corporeal world. And this way we advance. But chisaron. You have to think about that all the time. Is it clear? And don't fall asleep. That's the problem. Yeah.
We continue. Love your friend as yourself. We should also examine and understand the meaning of the verse itself when he says, love your friend as yourself. The literal meaning of it is to love your friend to the same extent that you love yourself. However, we see that the public cannot be like that at all. If it had said, love...
During the day, let's do it. Shamil, you hear that? Every time that you get a thought like, I want, you should think that to that extent, you want to feel that your friend wants it. And what are you going to do then? You have to share. What for? So, the Creator has to be between you already. As it says, man and woman, divinity between them. And here, we're already reaching a spiritual action.
If it had said, love your friend as much as your friend loves you, there would still not be many who could fully observe it. Yet, it would be acceptable. But to love my friend as much as I love myself seems impossible. Even if there were but one person in the world besides me, it would still be impossible, much less when the world is full of people. Moreover, if one loved everyone as much as one loves oneself, he would have no time for himself, for it is certain that one satisfies one's own needs without neglect and with great passion, for one loves oneself. It is not so concerning the needs of the collective, as he has no strong reason to stimulate his desire to work for them. Even if he had a desire, could he still keep this statement literally? Would his strength endure? If not, how can the Torah obligate us to do something that is not in any way achievable? We should not imagine that this verse was said as an exaggeration. For we are warned and insist on you will neither add nor take away from it. All the interpreters agreed to interpret the text literally. Moreover, they said that one must satisfy the needs of one's friend even in a place where one is himself deficient. Even then, he must satisfy the needs of his friend and leave himself deficient. As the Tosfot interpret, one who buys a Hebrew slave, it is as though he buys a master for himself. The Tosfot interpret there in the name of the Talmud that sometimes he has but one pillow. If he lies on it himself, he does not observe, for he is happy with you. And if he does not lie on it and does not give it to his slave, it is Sodomite rule. It turns out that against his will, he must give it to his servant. Thus, he has bought himself a master.
So, and he writes here, to leave himself in a deficiency. I'm hungry. I'm served a meal. And now, suppose I have to share it with my friend. My friend's not there, but suppose I put another plate in front of me, and I take from my plate and put in that plate. So it'll be 50-50. And I do it bit by bit with each and every piece. What do I leave for myself? What do I give him? How do I choose each and every piece? Gershon, you hear that? You should try it. How do you decide what part to connect? What part for your friend? What parts for you? Afterwards, you look at what you're left with. You're left maybe with half of what you're used to, right? But if it's a friend, then also he's left with half, probably, of what he's used to. So what are you supposed to do? You have to give everything to him. So after you scrutinize meticulously, very precisely, you pass everything on to him with love. Right? Try it. Of course, afterwards you can eat it, but only not to think about that in advance. These exercises are really helpful. They are. It gives a person the understanding of what does his will to receive consist of.
Almata.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Good
Thank
morning,
you for allowing us to ask. So, what follows is that don't do to others what you hate. And I have to be concerned with filling the friend, right? So there's a kind of, it like doesn't coincide, because when I started advancing in this direction, then I stumble upon my, you know, evil inclination, and I have to break myself, and this is my spiritual work, and I have to give to the friend. Maybe I don't have to give it to him. Maybe I don't have to touch it. And because what can I give the friend that he'll start fighting against his own nature? Thank you.
You're asking such questions that I can't answer now. I recommend not getting into it. Let's do together what's written, what we receive to act on, and don't try to immediately approach what's written here as instructions for implementation. We could confuse ourselves and tarnish the relationship between us and see these things as undoable and just run away from the whole wisdom. No, slowly. Listen, we are doing this in order to awaken the light that reforms. It's not that in practice I have to... Oh, write it down. It's not that in practice, in action, I have to hand out things and divide things this way. It's a big problem. We can really fail. Rather, our entire action is... We will learn later. Our entire action is to invite the reforming light, and that should make all the corrections. The fact that we have to do all these exercises, as I just said, with the plate, each one should try, but he should see that it's a problem inside of him. Gradually we'll get to it, with the help of the light, and then it will not be difficult. It will be fine. It will be as a result.
So, love another as yourself sounds like some kind of very distant Gemar Tikkun. But to continue what Almata asked, don't do to others what you hate, it sounds more reasonable. Or isn't that the correct form of from love of man to the love of the Creator? How does it work?
The fact that I do not harm the friend doesn't mean that I love him. I'm full of hate for everyone. That's every person's nature. I come to a state where I don't want to harm anyone. That's only half the way. Let's say chasadim. Later, I also want and love your friend as yourself. That's above it. That's I want with everything I got. I want to serve him, to love him, to fill him. This is the law of love. Moscow?
We have two questions. The first is, where we, Bala Sulam says that we have to all the time fulfill the friend's needs. What exact needs of the friend do I have to fulfill? And how can I understand what exactly does the friend lack?
The friend lacks the love of friends, and I have to help him love the friends. That's it. On the one hand, on the other hand, I seriously envy those who are in Russia, especially in Moscow, because they have such external conditions wherein they can specifically scrutinize with greater accuracy and speed the matter of hate and love. Silicon?
В принципе, делить между собой товарищи должны делить эту тарелку.
The friends have to divide that dish between them. But how do you fill it to begin with? Did the friends have to fill it together? How do you fill this dish so that you can start dividing it?
Smart guys. Come here. We'll teach you. Until then, don't divide it. He's asking, who will fill my plate? I'll share it, but who's going to fill it, right? And with that, we will conclude. What do we have today?
Thank you, and have a good day and a good night or evening. And also, there are introductory lectures all around Israel. We'd like to invite you. For further details, contact us.
Shir. רוצים להרגיש את המקום שנמצא בינינו מקום של חום וביטחון מאיר לעולמנו מעל תנועה, מעל מקום מעל כל הזמנים מקום שבו כבר לא צריך מילים בוא ניצא. Yeah.
רוצים לחבר.